Donald Trump has laid out his national security plan, and he's promising to rebuild the military. He says the current strategy isn't working, and a new policy is needed.
History shows that when America is not prepared is when the danger is by far the greatest. We want to deter, avoid, and prevent conflict through our unquestioned military strength. We have the greatest people in the world. We have to give them the greatest equipment. Under Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, defense spending is on track to fall to its lowest level as a share of the economy since the end of World War II. We currently have the smallest army since 1940. The Navy is among the smallest it has been since 1915. It's 100 years ago. And the Air Force is the smallest it's been since 1947. When Ronald Reagan left office, our Navy had 592 ships. When Barack Obama took office, it had 285 ships. Today, the Navy has just 276 ships. The average Air Force aircraft is 27 years old. We have second generation B-52 bombers. Their fathers flew the same plane as they're flying right now. This is not the United States.
By cutting bureaucracy, Mr. Trump says he'll pump more money into defense, including a bigger army, more ships, and a missile defense system.
We will also seek to develop a state-of-the-art missile defense system. Under Obama Clinton, our ballistic missile defense capability has been degraded at the very moment in the United States history and its allies, we are facing the strongest and most heightened missile threat that we have ever, ever had. You look at Iran, you look at North Korea, you look at terrorists. We don't even know where to look. We don't know where to look. But believe me, you can look all over. So we are going to do that. We need a form of shield. We want to protect our country.
That's Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Let's cross to Washington and our correspondent Simon Marks. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Susie.
Big promises there from Donald Trump.
Very big promises. I mean, I think interesting to note that this was a much more detailed and specific speech about national security and defense policy than Donald Trump has ever given before. And you could hear in the cadences that he was using there, he was reading from a teleprompter. This was a prepared text. This was a very calmly and controlled presentation that Donald Trump put across as he dwelt on detail, which is not something that he often does. But yes, the promises are enormous. He's talking about a substantial military build-up. He's talking about a standing army, 540,000 strong. That would involve the recruiting of an additional 50,000 troops. He's talking about modernizing America's naval cruisers. The bill for that alone, some estimates here suggest, would top $75 billion. And he's talking about building a missile defense system. He says all of this is going to be a huge boon for every state from coast to coast because it will create jobs. But it's also worth pointing out that what Donald Trump is talking about is big government. And Republicans tend to shy away from proposals like that, even though traditionally, of course, Republican presidents and presidential aspirants have been very friendly to the idea of building up America's military complex.
Now, as for how things are sitting between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the polls, it seems to be tightening somewhat.
Yes, no question about that. Over the last week, Donald Trump, I think, can start feeling a degree of relief because he has largely eradicated the advantage that Hillary Clinton enjoyed in the aftermath of the Republican and Democratic conventions in Cleveland and Philadelphia, respectively. It is neck and neck as far as the national races are concerned, although Hillary Clinton still enjoys an advantage in the all-important battleground states where the election will ultimately, most analysts think, be won or lost. But there are worrying details in the numbers there for Hillary Clinton, because Donald Trump is securing the support of independent voters at a faster rate than she is. Donald Trump is proving to be less unpopular than Hillary Clinton. Her unfavorability ratings are growing at a much faster rate than hers. And that's one of the reasons why, among others, Vice President Joe Biden has suggested that Hillary Clinton knows she's got a trust problem and needs to do something about it. Here's what he said to CNN.
Hillary knows it's a problem, and she's trying to figure out how to remedy it. And my advice to her, the best way to remedy it is talk about what you care about and talk about it with some passion.
She'll have an opportunity to do that in a few hours' time, because both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will be taking part in a Commander-in-Chief Forum, a televised event that's being hosted by NBC. They will be interviewed separately, so they won't be interacting with one another. But Hillary Clinton, we're told, has closed herself off with her advisors all afternoon here in the United States, getting ready for that appearance. She is under pressure, even from Democrat loyalists like Vice President Joe Biden, to do more to find a way of connecting with the American electorate.
Thank you very much, Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington.